Welcome to the MS News Today podcast. I'm your host, Jen Powell, and I also have secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. I am a columnist with MS News Today at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. Let me invite you to join our MS forums. We have over 1,000 active members discussing common themes and sharing their experience on living with multiple sclerosis. Please consider joining. You can find the link to the MS News Today forums in this episode's description. Welcome to the Multiple Sclerosis News Today podcast. I am your host, Jen Powell. Joining us today is a return guest, Kathy Costello. Kathy Costello is Vice President of Programs at Can Do MS. Previously, Kathy served as the Associate Vice President of Healthcare Access at the National MS Society. In this role, she led a team focused on MS professional workforce expansion and education. She is also an adjunct faculty in the Department of Neurology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. Kathy has written and lectured extensively on MS and MS care and has specialized in MS care for more than 25 years in academic comprehensive care centers, as well as a nurse and an NP. My gracious, Kathy, you really have just done such a comprehensive amount of work with the MS space. Welcome.
Well, thanks so much, Jen. It's really great to be back and have this opportunity to speak with you. It's always a pleasure. And I have done quite a few things. It's been an absolutely spectacular career in my mind. I've been very, very fortunate to be able to do a lot of different things, kind of with a single purpose, though. And, you know, a long, long time ago, as a very young nurse, I was on a small neurology unit that probably at any given time of the 14 people that were on the unit, probably 8 or 9 of those folks had MS. And it was remarkable to me where they were in their life was not really any different than where I was in my life at that point in time. Yet they had taken such a hard turn that they didn't see coming, that I really felt that this was the space for me to be as a healthcare provider. And since then, I've had just wonderful opportunities to be part of this community and to learn from people with MS and hopefully provide a little help along the way. So my job, as it's turned out, since we last spoke, my job at Can Do MS has changed. And I'm going to just say a little bit about Can Do, but then how my job has changed. So Can Do MS has been around for nearly 40 years, starting as the Jimmy Hugo Center. And Jimmy Hugo was an Olympic skier who was one of the first Americans to medal in the Olympics way back in 1964. And it was, you know, just a wonderful time in U.S. Olympic sports. He and another skier, Billy Kidd, had medaled. And a few years later, he started to have symptoms that were ultimately diagnosed as MS. And at the time, the conventional wisdom was don't exercise, don't get overheated, don't get stressed out, and don't come back. And he couldn't live like that. He was an elite athlete. And to say you no longer can do these things was devastating, both emotionally, mentally, and physically. And so he bucked that conventional wisdom and started to exercise and do more things that were more motivational for him and that made him feel more whole and more like himself. And as you can guess, he felt better and he was able to do a lot more things. And it was so remarkable to him that here he was doing what he was told not to do, yet he was improving and feeling better. He felt that he needed to share that with the community, not only the patient community, but also this research and provider community to learn that these are things that we all need to be doing and not avoiding. And so the Jimmy Hugo Center was born some years after his diagnosis, where people would come for a 5-day, almost like a retreat, but they would learn about the possibilities that were still there for them and how they could get to them. So they would be able to leave with a plan of how they were able to do more than they thought they could. And they left with their life changed and for the better. And the providers that were there also learned how doing more and being more attentive to your wellness was really helpful in someone's life. And so over the years, the program has grown. We don't have a 5-day in-person program anymore, but we have many, many other programs that really focus on health and wellness with the goal of helping families really thrive with MS, meaning flourish, despite having a chronic illness that can throw a lot of curveballs your way. How can you best navigate through that and still have the goals in your life that you want to have and do the things that you want to do? And so if someone has problems with their lower extremities and they used to be a marathon runner, maybe they're not going to be a marathon runner, but perhaps they're able to do way more than they thought they could. And so our programs are built on 3 pillars, and that's education or learning, connection or community, and activation, meaning not necessarily activation like I'm going to go out and do things physically. There's a lot of ways that people become activated. Maybe read more. Maybe participate in different kinds of educational activities. Maybe check out a resource that they hadn't previously looked at before. So activation can come in many different forms, but it's a way to either re-engage in your life, become engaged in something different that you didn't think you could do any longer, but with the support and the help of Can Do MS. So my role, back to your original question, was to be to lead our efforts in programs. Over the years that I've been here, 2 years now, I now also lead our work in marketing and development, which is awesome in that all 3 of these areas are really intertwined, right? So you need them all, and each needs to function with the other. Yet we have this tendency in organizations to silo ourselves, right? So development does their thing, marketing does their thing, programs does their thing. But when you can bring all that together, I think it makes the organization stronger, and it makes our efforts in marketing and development, for example, more successful. So that was a very long-winded answer, but I hope helpful.
I actually love it. It was exactly what I'm looking for, because touching on a couple of things recently, most recently, when you do silo yourself, especially as an organization helping multiple sclerosis, you don't best serve the community, because marketing needs to know what the community needs most. And marketing can also help programs develop things that are going to thrive and people can see them in the right locations. So all these things intertwine. And as a brand manager myself, I understand that, because it's interesting to see how they just all are interconnected. And absolutely. With the family, that's a cornerstone. A household is touched with the disease, not just the person. And it's incumbent upon that household to really seek the help that they deserve, because a lot of times it affects a household unlike any other disease I have found, and my own included. And CanDo differentiates itself from so many other organizations in that it does really educate and help the family unit. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
For sure. So as you've just said, this disease really affects everyone. And in a way, they all have the disease in their own way. And there's a lot of feelings that people have about that. Someone who doesn't have the diagnosis may feel very guilty about how they experience the disease themselves, and the worries that they have and the concerns and the impact on their life. And the person with the disease may not understand how having the disease in the family affects each person, right, individually. So it can create conflict within families. Although, having said that, there are some families who become stronger because of having a chronic illness. It's not always the worst thing for a family. For some, it helps them thrive even more. However, I think it's important to attend to the needs of support partners. And they can be family members, they may be friends, they can go by different names, but these are the people that you turn to for either emotional support or physical support, for example. But when that person is healthy and that person understands that it's important to take care of themselves, then the entire family or that entire relationship is stronger and better. And so Can-Do really has taken that on as part of what we are and who we are. So making sure that we have programs, we have resources, we have support for the support partner is very important to us. So a lot of our multi-day programs, we're incorporating either sessions, education, or support sessions specifically for support partners so that this group of people can get together. They can share the issues that they have, but they can also strategize together on how to make that better. Let's learn from someone else who's had a success, and maybe I can incorporate that success into my life. Or maybe I can share with someone else something I've gone through that can help them. So the programs that we have at Can-Do are less didactic. They're less lecture. They're more interactive, and they're facilitated by very skilled and experienced healthcare professionals. So people who have experience with people living with MS and support partners for that matter. So we have quite a number of consultants who work with us to facilitate our programs. And so in that facilitation, it's to learn from the group and help the group learn from each other. So it's very much group process to get from an issue to a potential solution. And doing that not only for people living with the disease, but for their support partners. And we feel that that really does set us apart from other organizations to focus on this group nearly as much as we focus on the person with MS, because of that sense and that knowledge that this disease is experienced by everybody. We have a psychologist who's a senior program consultant with us. Her name is Roz Kalb, and she's been just so important to not only our organization, but people who are affected by this disease. And she'll say to us, listen, MS is a we disease. It's not a me disease. And we keep that in mind as we're developing our programs and resources for people.
I like that. And I think it's important to note that as our disease changes, so does the way it affects our household. My MS 10 years ago affected my husband and household differently than it does now. And my husband is resentful of MS, not because he loves me any less, but how can he not be? I honor that, but only because of the help I have actually gotten from videos that can do MS. And we have been able to educate ourselves too, because only through communication and community can we really come together and understand this disease is so unpredictable and affects each of us differently. And as our diseases change, so too does the way it affects our world, you know, and it's so crucial. He has the disease too, in a way. So what he goes through on a daily basis is like having MS. So I love that Can-Do really stresses that. The holidays can be a difficult time for many. I know, you know, natural melancholy comes up, sometimes feelings of sadness or loss. Do you have any special advice for any of my listeners or any programs that cater to some of the more frequent questions or depression that come up at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, the holidays, you know, we want them to be joyful. And, you know, we hear on TV and any place else, we read about
it's pressure, Kathy, it's pressure.
It's true. There's gosh darn it,
we don't want to be joyful.
And we hear this all the time, and we're trying to participate in lots of different things, and it's exhausting. The thought of having a household full of people and preparing for all of that is frightening and exhausting just thinking about it. And I think people need to give themselves grace that, you know what, you don't have to do all that. You just simply don't have to do it all. And getting help when you do want to get together, but being okay with having help from your friends or from your family. And a lot of people don't like to ask for help, right? I mean, who wants to do that? You want to do it on your own. You're a grown-up person. You don't ask. But if you could develop that kind of a relationship that asking is okay, that can often open up more doors than not asking and not doing. I think it's depressing to hear about getting out and doing things and feeling that you can't, right? And understanding that maybe you can with help, with maybe an assistive device that you've been reluctant to use, for example. Right.
I use one now. It changed the game.
No one grows up thinking, you don't grow up thinking, oh, you know, I can't wait for the day that I can use a cane. What? No, of course we don't. But when we look at it as a tool to help us do the things that we want to do, and you shift your mindset, and then you actually use it and find out that it really is helpful, that can make it possible for you to engage with other people. But say you can't. Say your MS is such that you really are at home most of the time. You know, then utilizing the technology, as simple as a phone, all right, or as complicated as a computer can be, but utilizing the technology that you have in your hands, literally, to engage with other people so that you're not alone, reaching out. It's the things that we did during the pandemic, right? We couldn't see people. We couldn't get in the same room. It was like having that stress 24/7 of being alone and isolated. And we used to say to people, you know, pick up the phone, call that person that you haven't talked to in a while, right? Get in a video, a chat with family members if you can't see them. Maybe they're out of state and you simply can't travel to them. But maybe it would be kind of fun if we all open presents on video, right? If you can't be there. So again, using that technology so that you can be more engaged with the people who you love and the people that you want to be with. So my message, give yourself grace. This can be a really tough time of year, right? Use the technology that we have. Pick up the phone, the simplest form of technology. Pick up the phone and call and talk to someone. Or engage with your family utilizing Zoom as we have throughout the pandemic, right? No one even knew what Zoom was, and now it becomes, you know, part of a conversation. And there's other platforms that people can use. So I think that people can participate more, but they have to think about it. It's not something you can just do on the fly. MS, as you can tell me, requires more preparation. Right? You need to prepare. You need to prepare contingencies. Oh, here's the plan I want. And here's plan B. And maybe we need to have a plan C. Also, taking on too much. We all do this. And it becomes harder with MS because of exhaustion, right? And then you run yourself down and you're feeling now even worse. So pace yourself, right? If there's 12 parties, you may not go to every party. Okay. Or maybe you'll only stay for a very short period of time, but you can still engage, right? So you're still part of that celebration. So those are some tips that I'm hopeful will be useful for someone.
I love it. My favorite word is grace, because I think affording ourselves the grace we so often afford others can be more difficult. And I also like planning, because when you have a contingency or something for your own comfort, it's very helpful because you know that you've got a strategy for yourself. And my favorite thing about all of this is can do, because we can do things that we never thought. We can make it happen. We can make it happen from a phone or with a wheelchair or even with a Zoom computer like you and I did. And that's amazing. But I want to just let people know to think outside the box, because it's really, I want to validate their feelings of loneliness. And I want to know you can hold both. You can have trouble this time of year and seek joy. the duality is possible. You don't have to have one or the other, and don't let one, you know, guilt you out to negate the other or not have the other, you know?
Indeed. I think sometimes we need to reframe. And, you know, that's an oft-used term these days. But when we think about it, if we think about everything through the lens of what it used to be, okay, then that can compound those feelings of loneliness and isolation. But if we change the focus a little bit, and as you just said, to the things that we can do and the adaptations that we can make in order to have certain things that we feel we're missing out on still happen.
Absolutely.
I also think that people can engage through organizations. Mm-hmm. I think CanDo is one of those organizations that people can engage. We just had a webinar last evening, and they're much more interactive. Even though webinars are mostly didactic, we do our very best to try and make them more interactive with lots of questions. We ask people to put their thoughts in the chat. We have lots of time for questions and answers so that people can be more engaged. I think utilizing the resources of the various organizations, the different programs that organizations have to offer, really checking out social media where you can actually have a conversation if you want to through comments. You know, this isn't the same as being in the same room as someone, but it is a method where people who are feeling isolated can engage with others. And I think it creates a more hopeful approach for people when they have that opportunity to engage.
I agree.
It helps when you can talk to or hear from people who are going through things that are similar to what you're going through, right? It's not misery loves company. It's really knowing that you're not alone. It's really knowing that there are other people who are going through this, and you can share some ideas of how to get through some of the challenges a little bit better and a little bit easier.
I agree. And like you said, one of your foundational pillars is community. And I have found community to be absolutely integral in my own ability to manage my disease as it progresses. Believe me, it's a lonely process. You can be in a room full of people or be, you know, have a podcast, whoever you are. Going through a disease is a very intimate experience, and having people to share that with is hugely meaningful. So I appreciate that. Does CanDo have mental health resources in case somebody needs more than just another person with MS?
Sure. So within our organization, we have the opportunity for people to ask questions. Certainly they can call, but they can also ask questions of the CanDo team. And if one of their questions happens to be around their own mental health, then we will certainly point them in a direction where they can get help. We're not a psychology service, but we can certainly help people with those resources. We will often point people to the National MS Society, to their resource of find doctors and resources, right? Because it's a very good service, and they have an entire team of navigators that can help people identify and find and connect with someone to help them with any issues that they're having. We often in our programs focus on mental health. We focus on your emotional needs. We focus on family needs, communication, relationships in many of the different programs that we have. And that's honestly thanks to having such a strong presence with Dr. Kalb, who is, as I mentioned, is a senior program consultant, but she makes sure that our programs address those needs, and that the written content that we have on our website addresses those needs. And so while we're not providing a specific counseling service, we provide resources and information. And in each of the cases of an article, for example, there will be resources available so that people can make that next phone call to help them.
And I think it's very important to remember that we're all in this together. Reaching out, it's not about CanDo MS or MS News Today. It's about each of us being a touchstone to help the greater MS community get what they need. The Navigator program at the MS Society is one of the best. And I applaud that. And I will always be ready to point people in the direction to where they can get that need met. And that's really all that matters, that we can do that.
Absolutely.
How can listeners find out more about Can Do? I mean, we will have a link to Can Do in this episode's description, but tell me the best way they can find out.
Yeah, so honestly, you know, coming to our website, which you're going to provide that resource to people, in learning what we have, right? So learning not only the programs that we offer, and all of them are there, and you can see what's coming up, what kinds of topics. We've made registration for our programs very easy. So for example, for a webinar series, you can register once and then you're registered. And all you'll get then are reminders that there's an upcoming webinar, right? So you don't have to go back in and register each time. We try to simplify it for everybody. We also have lots of articles that are on our website that I think can be very helpful for people. We do have a few events that are a lot of fun where people also learn about us. Of course, you know, we were founded by a skier. And so our big event is Ski for MS, and it occurs in several places. This year, as a matter of fact, we are having four people, two at each mountain, participate in adaptive skiing. And so they'll have an adaptive ski lesson. And we hope that that's something we can expand upon in the future so people can engage with us in a different way. I'm a terrible skier. I went skiing last weekend. I'm out here in Colorado. Fell a few times, hoped that I still bounce as I get older. But, you know, it was still fun to be out there and to feel like I was still participating in something. I was on a bunny slope and that was absolutely just fine. So the adaptive skiing allows people to do something, again, see that possibility that they may thought was totally out of the possibility range for them, right? So anyway, I think that coming to the website, learning what we have, maybe trying some of these things, some of the programs that we have to offer, starting with listening to a podcast or going to a webinar and then seeing what other kinds of programs that might be a little bit more engaging, right? So that there's more discussion. You could learn if that's something for you by starting with something anonymous, like just learning from a webinar and then maybe doing something a little bit more where you have that community. That you feel that interaction with other people can be very helpful. And here's a little spoiler alert, our website's changing. And in February, we will launch a new website. It is gorgeous, fabulous. The search feature is excellent. And I think people will be able to find the resources and information they need so much better than on our current site.
Well, that's certainly exciting. I know for any of us that ever go to a website, to find it easier is always a blessing. So especially me, who's north of 50, it's always good. Kathy, tell me, of course, anonymously, I bet you've seen some incredible experiences, incredible people grow and flourish through Can Do MS. How does that make you feel?
It is an amazing feeling to see someone's life change before your eyes. When people participate in our programs, again, they see possibilities they thought were no longer there. They engage with people that they had never had an opportunity to engage with before and learn from them, know that they're not alone. People often come for information and leave with a sense of community. And that community, that sense that they leave with, is to me the magic that happens. At the end of our programs, we often ask people, what has happened? You know, what has this done? Did your questions get answered? Those kinds of things that you would ask at the end of a program. And when people say things like, and this is a quote, you've given me a dose of hope that I never thought was there. When people say to me, I'm able to think about things differently than I thought about them before. I spoke with someone who participated in a program in 2000. And ultimately wound up having a different diagnosis. But the person's support partner said to me, we were in such a bad place. And after participating in a Can Do program, it changed the place we were in and we were able to move our lives forward. That to me, I can't ask more than that. That's what it's all about, is helping people see that they can move their life forward and that there is help, there's community, there's resources that are always going to be there for them to help them along the way.
Thank you for holding that and creating that for all of us, Kathy. It's a gift that you do, and we appreciate that. In closing, what message would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, certainly, I would hope that people would check us out and see what CanDo has to offer. And I think that CanDo can provide a lot of help for people in those three areas of learning and connection and activation. But in general, I think that MS can be consuming, for sure. It can impact and affect every aspect of someone's life, even aspects you didn't think it could, and it does. And, you know, it's a frightening thing. It's frightening to think that I can't predict the future. I have no idea what tomorrow might bring. I might even every morning have to do an inventory. What's working? You know, is this going to be a good day or is this going to be a bad day? And, you know, that's a very stressful way to live. I think it's hard. This is a hard disease. It's hard on everyone involved. And so I think making sure that you check out the resources that are there, that you get engaged with different groups, that you learn as much as you can, to know that there are possibilities despite how you may be feeling today, there are possibilities truly for a better tomorrow. And organizations like CanDo, like MS News Today, the National MS Society, MSAA, all of the organizations have something that can help someone. And I think that people need to know that that help is there and those possibilities are there.
Kathy, thank you for that message and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure, Jen.
Likewise. And to all our listeners at Multiple Sclerosis News Today, thank you. This is your host of the Multiple Sclerosis News Today podcast, Jen Powell. Share your thoughts on this episode through social media. You can find MS News Today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow us to keep updated on the latest news and to never miss new content and initiatives. Click the links in this episode's description.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com.